Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettina, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My name is Dan Rettina. I'm the founder of Dan's Papers, and my guest today is Jane Ubell Meyer.
Right.
She is also a founder. She founded what I think is a very unusual business. She provides current books that have just come out or selected to different hotels and resorts. Tell us about it. And also, are you a Hamptonite as well?
So let me start with saying that throughout my entire life, we've been in Southampton and other parts of the Hamptons. So we live in Connecticut, but we're in the Hamptons every single summer. So I will consider myself a semi-Hamptonite. How's that?
What I do. I'm back and
right,
forth.
Back and forth. Right. So bedside reading, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. You're a legend. You're an icon. So I'm delighted to be here. Bedside reading is a business that I started, and I'll tell you the origins of it first. When I was in my 20s, I met a guy, right? And he said, Jane, if you learn how to scuba dive, I'll take you to the Caribbean. So like an idiot, I jumped into the pool at the YMCA in New York City. I was working at Good Morning America at the time, so it was right on the same street. I was lucky. I learned how to scuba dive. We went to the Caribbean and St. Martin's. And upon entering the room, and I thought, 7 days of romance and scuba diving, I'm in, I'm having a good time. He turns to me before we go into the room and he goes, Jane, I really like you, but... The big butt. So he broke my heart. The only thing that saved the 7 days of scuba diving, which I wasn't thrilled with to begin with, I had a book with me. My stepmother gave me a book the night before called Cry to Heaven by Anne Rice. It was 544 pages. And I dove into that book and I loved every minute. And I think it's because it was my only refuge. It was the place that I can escape to from this horrible guy because I'm stuck with him on a Caribbean island for 7 days. And I always remember, take a book with you when you travel, because you just never know what's going to happen. Whether you're in an airport, in an elevator, if you're at a hotel, resort, it doesn't matter. In those days, of course, we didn't have Wi-Fi and we didn't have access to Amazon and all these digital ebooks, audiobooks, whatever. So I built a business literally starting in the Hamptons where we would place books back in the day in the Jitney. Remember those goodie bags on the Jitney? I started that business. Originally, it was called Buzz Bags, and then we merged to Madison and Mulholland, and now I'm Bedside Reading. So we started placing books in the Hamptons in 2002. And Memorial Day, 2002. So after that, it grew, it built, it merged, it changed. And today, it's 9 years as Bedside Reading. And we have 11 resorts and hotels in the Hamptons, from the Maidstone, the Mill House, the Baker House. We have the Capri, the Southampton Inn, 1708 House, Maram and Montauk, Beachcomber and Montauk. And we have, even in Greenport, we have Hotel Moraine. So between all of the hotels, about 11 hotels, we literally deliver best-selling current books in these cute tote bags that we deliver on specific weekends in the Hamptons, because we want to make sure that the guests coming to the hotels, they have something to read, because you never know who you're with. And we also want people to discover amazing new authors and people that are brilliant and should be discovered.
So this is a book for them to keep?
Yes, it's a gift. Every guest gets a tote bag of two or three books.
Is one book in the bag or several?
Several. We have two and three books, sometimes four books. Sometimes you get a small children's book. I mean, we have every genre, from fiction, nonfiction, little self-help, not too many, children's books, thrillers. So there's always a little something for everybody.
Can the person staying there pick a book?
Well, they can. Like Journey East Hampton, they have books out in the lobby. So we love that. So they can look at it as if it's a library, but we don't expect them to return it. We want the books to be taken home as a gift.
And what are some of the more popular books? Are they bestsellers or how do
yes,
you...
So we work with a number of the publishers as well as a lot of the hybrid publishers out there. We have a number of books from, Lisa Jackson. She's a big thriller writer, best-selling New York Times author. So we have her book coming up. We have this great book called Dear Missing Friend by Susan McKirk. And it's actually a book that takes place in Sag Harbor, most of it, which is really fun. We've had books from Stephen King and from so many authors. I mean, think about this. There are 5 million books published annually. How does a book stand out? How does a book get noticed? In my world, I believe it is word of mouth. So if you pick up a great book that you love, like we have a book coming out called Butterfly Games. It's a brilliant historical novel and a book that I loved every minute of it called Sacred Crossroads. It's magical realism like Alice Hoffman, or a book like Where the Heart Meets the Sea by Kimber Drake. These books are bestsellers. These books need to find an audience. And some of them are New York Times bestsellers, some Amazon bestsellers. But these are books that in the glutter of the summer, when everybody's pushing their books, how do you get attention? So we curate the books. We find books that we feel, or I feel, would be interesting to the sophisticated readers that are the Hamptonites, that are people coming from New York City, they're publishing, they're media. These are books that we feel they would love.
So, does the hotel pay a fee, or how does it work?
Nope, the hotels do not pay a fee. These are really, a gift. I do work with one of the hotels has a minor fee, but we add on a digital program. And the digital program is connected to the Wi-Fi of the hotel. And there the guests get access to over 100 audiobooks, ebooks, meditations, podcasts. So it's a little bit more involved. So they do pay a minor fee for that. And that's year round. For the most part, the hotels, it's complimentary and it's a service that we provide.
And so, can a person staying at the hotel not knowing about this and or knowing about it, can they say no, thank you?
Of course. I mean, look, we're here to give a gift. If someone doesn't want it, that's fine. And some people are not readers, so we respect that. But other people, it's a surprise and a delight. We had a book a couple years ago called Eye of the Moon, and it was one of my favorite mysteries. And it was an independent author. And from there, he got interest from Hollywood. And so it does happen where we bring in these books and people, pick up a book and the book goes further. But of course, a guest can just say no. They can say not interested. But you know what? Reading is very good for your mental health. It's good for your memory. It's really good to sleep. I mean, we always recommend reading at least a chapter before you go to bed at night because it puts you into a deep sleep.
Well, I do that. It takes
Do you?
about 10 minutes.
10 minutes of great reading. We have a great book called A Dangerous Friendship. There's a theme this year, it seems to me. There are two themes going on this year. One are books about friendship, women and friendships, and a little bit of a thriller attached to it. So that's a big theme that's going on this summer. Another one is about writing letters. Like The Correspondent was a huge book this year. So there's another book, Dear Missing Friend. It's all about letter writing, letters going back and forth between people. So I think that when people go to these hotels and there are themes talked about in the New York Times or Wall Street Journal about books and what's popular, they're going to find comfort in the fact that we're in that world. They're going to explore. And don't forget, you and I both know the people going to the Hamptons, they're really sophisticated readers. And I think that they'll appreciate that. In fact, I think we have a number of our authors going to Authors Night this year. So I think that it's all dovetailing together.
Sounds like you're curating the books yourself, which is probably something you like.
I do. I love it. Really, it's the control. No, I'm kidding. The fact that I love reading and I love my authors and I love to explore new ideas. So I'm constantly reading. And, look, let's face it, not every book is for everybody. Some books are fast-paced and others are slower, but I believe that we have found a nice balance for men and for women and for the people that love those fast-paced thrillers and for people that love a little bit of a softer genre. And, I don't think it's a challenge. I think it's a privilege. That's the way I look at it.
Can a guest choose a genre to let you know what sort of read?
It's funny. We have a tote bag that says Bedside Reading. That's the name of my company. We do on occasion get emails from people from the Hamptons and say, Jane, thank you so much. I found your books. How about this one? How about that one? Everybody seems to have an opinion about books, which we appreciate and we love. So yes, people are always telling me about new books. And I appreciate that. Not every book is right for us, but I love having that option. I love exploring new books. Let me just tell you, one of my favorite things to do
What?
is literally, honestly, sitting by the pool at a hotel and taking, just stopping. And when I get involved in a book, like, you can't pull me out. So that's my thing.
Tell me about yourself. Where were you born and raised and stuff?
Okay, so thank you for asking. I'm originally from Long Island, from Great Neck, and I was a TV producer for 25 years. Good Morning America, Wall Street Journal, Entertainment Tonight. I actually produced three movies myself. And one of the movies I produced was a TV movie called Leona Helmsley, The Queen of Mean, which ironically is about the hotelier. And my world is all about hotels. So that's a nice kind of connection. And after I produced a couple of movies, I got married. And my husband is also from Great Neck. He was Ricky Meyer. He was a very famous tennis player back in the day, played US Open, McEnroe. That's one of the reasons why we're always in the Hamptons, because he's always playing with tennis. But I lived in LA for 12 years, and I was a producer at Entertainment Tonight. That's where I made my movies. And since then, I've come back to New York, and we have a great life here, and we have two sons. Now we go back to Palm Springs. In the winter is Palm Springs, and the summer is New York, you know, Connecticut and the Hamptons. So we have a really nice life here.
Do you pellet place the books in other places besides the Hamptons?
I do. We are at the Waldorf Astoria in California, in Dana Point. We're at the Pier in New York. We're at the Conrad, New York. We're at the Aquilina near Putting Isles Beach, Florida. We have the Fairmont in Santa Monica. So we have luxury hotels. We have five-star beautiful hotels. We just started placing books at the Hyatt Regency Chicago, the Hyatt Regency San Francisco, Hyatt Regency Aruba. We're in the Sonesta Benjamin in New York. We have about 10 Sonesta hotels, the Conrad DC. We're in major cities, from Denver, New York, LA, and we're growing the business. And the goal is to, and this is really more for the digital program. So my goal, my big goal, is 1,000 hotels, which, you know, let's put it out there. I want 1,000 hotels. I want to bring reading to everybody. It's the quiet luxury. And I always say to people, we're like room service for readers. You go into the hotel, there are books by the side of the bed, or you scan a QR code. You have audiobooks, you have ebooks. You know, there's a story for everybody. And I think with audiobooks on the rise, because a lot of people will listen to audiobooks while they travel, while they're walking or exercising or whatever they're doing, we're really filling that little, you know, hole in their lives when they travel.
How does a guest find out about that they're going to be eligible for this gift?
So I think it's really a surprise and delight when they arrive. You know, every hotel has a different way of presenting the books. Like when you go into the Southampton Inn, at the front desk, you'll see our tote bags that you can take one at the Maidstone as well, or Baker House. You know, every hotel has a different way of presenting the books. And I leave it up to them. They know their clientele.
I see. Well, and is that your plan going forward? Or do you have any other ideas you're going to work out?
So I love that you're asking this, because I'm always thinking, you know, that's the way my brain is. So the first goal, honestly, is to bring my digital program to as many hotels as possible. And I think that at this stage in my life, that makes me super happy. And I really love it. You know, I've had five careers in my life. So I feel like this is the one that is, you know, at my age, I feel this is where I'm supposed to be. And I do get these crazy ideas all the time, but I kind of tamper them down so that I could stay focused. You know, I wrote a book only to see if I could, and I figured out how to make it a bestseller. It's a small little book on how to manifest. It's 38 pages, and I did it, and I uploaded it. I made the mistake, of course, of designing my own book cover. Never do that. All authors out there, never design your own book cover. I'm telling you that now. And I figured out that because we do book marketing, you know, it's not just placing a book in the hotels. It's lots of layers of social media, of print media, of digital media. So after I published my little book, I pushed it out there and I became a bestseller for 10 days in a row on Amazon. So that was like a big thing in my life. Can I do it? Yes, I can do it. And now I know how to teach other authors how to do it as well. So I've been helping authors. You know, I counsel them, I coach them as part of when they come into bedside reading. You know, authors pay me a fee. It's not a big fee, but they pay me a fee. That's how I monetize this business.
I see. That's very exciting. I think you're probably having a real good time with this.
Let me tell you, years ago, when I was at Good Morning America, there's this woman, I was the transportation coordinator when I started. And there was this woman who had the job of picking the authors for Good Morning America. And I sat outside her office in a little desk. And I remember every day the UPS guy came with bundles and bundles of books. And I would remember thinking, I am so jealous of her. Why can't that be me? Why can't the UPS guy bring me bundles of books? And you know what? I'm doing that now. So I'm actually kind of manifested that. That desire. So nothing makes me happier than getting books in the mail. So I love it. I don't know about you. If you're a big reader, if you love people sending you books, don't you love that?
I talk to people and I read on Kindle at night.
Okay, well, I read physical books still. I do listen to audiobooks though.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast. It's 20 minutes and we've run through the time. And
Quickly.
you can contact you, I guess, through any of the luxury hotels out here.
Absolutely, or bedside reading, Jane at bedsidereading.com. I'm not hard to miss.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you, Dan. I really appreciate it from my heart. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.